Hi, I'm John, your host of the Entrepreneur Academy podcast. You're listening to episode number 37. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode. Well, today I want to talk to you about the seven core questions I would advise you to ask yourself every month, minimum. Well, I do this and I'm going to make sure that my business stays ahead of everything else that's going on out there. And also that it's flexible enough to adjust if things go wrong or things don't happen in a way I would like them to be. So let's go through these questions and give you a bit of an idea what you can ask yourself to stay ahead of the competition. First question, what do you have to offer that makes your customer come back over and over again? This relates to recurring revenue. What exactly is it that makes you stand out from everyone else in a way that the customer wants to come back to you and buy again? I mean, think about it. Even if you just sell very basic products, but the product itself might not be the reason for them to come back, but maybe your service or the way you were treating them or the way you were talking to them, anything really that will make them think about you. Next time when they want to buy something, well, we're going to go to them because they're good. You see my point? So what is it you do every single day with every customer you work with that makes them want to come back to you? Question number two. How difficult is it for the customer to leave you and continue with another provider? Well, if your business is very simple and very easily to copy, then what stops anyone else to do exactly this and maybe just do it a little bit better than you? Well, that means your business is gone, right? So you want to think about this. Is there anything you can do that actually makes it really difficult for someone else to copy you? For example, providing a really amazing service requires a lot of work. It's not so easy to copy than if you just on Amazon have your shop there. I mean, there are thousands of shops on Amazon. What makes you stand out? Very little. It's very hard to stand out on that level. You get my point? I mean, you can if you just look at the Amazon side, but if you look at it on general things, what is it you can do that makes it really hard to copy you? This relates to switching costs. How difficult is it for your customer to just go somewhere else? Because if it's really hard, if they don't want to go somewhere else because they think that the negative side of it is too high for them to pay, then that's a good thing. Just be careful with one thing on this one. Don't make it a negative switching cost hurdle. Because if it's because you tie them up and you give them a fine if they leave you, that's not a positive thing. That's a negative thing, which also means they will make negative advertising for you. That's not what you want. You want the positive side of things. You want them to be, that they really want to be with you, not that they have to be with you. Do you earn before you spend? Question number three. Think about it. How much money do you have to spend before you can make your first sale? Right now, today, in your business. If you have to produce a product or a service first, and it costs you a certain amount of money, and you actually haven't sold any of it yet, you have a very high amount of costs before you actually made a sale. Is there a way that you could actually sell first and then produce, like producing on demand? Is there a way that you can utilize other channels or maybe other producers to get things done for you so you don't have the cost? Think about it. Is there anything you can do in order to reduce the overheads you have before you actually come for a sale? Question number four. Can you use the existing infrastructure to reduce costs? Is there anything you can do to make sure that you don't have to create something new all the time in order to and with high overheads just in order to do a sale? Is there a way you can utilize other channels? It could be other, not even your own channels. It could be other ways. I mean, just come back to Amazon. You could go to Amazon and sell through them. That would be using another channel without having to create your own website and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that would definitely reduce your overheads, right? So think about it. Is there a way that you can sell on other people's channels? Is there a way that you can maybe even utilize one of your existing channels to do more than just the one thing it's laid out to be? Is there any way you can do this? get on the board, take out a pen and just draw a couple of ideas together and just think, is there any way we can do it? Play some games, just play it through. What would happen if? It's a very good thing to do. Question number 5. Are there others who can create value for you for free? Now, that's an interesting question. And very often I find out it doesn't exist. Even if you do affiliate marketing, you have to pay these people at the end. That's true. But what about the really happy and satisfied customer? Don't you think that customer would make advertising for you for free? Don't you think that would be of value for you because it brings other customers in? Have you ever thought about that? Is there any way you can do this? Is there a way that you can make or utilize some of your really good customers to work for you in a way that they actually promote you? You could do this in many ways. You could think about giving them the right tools to do it, giving them the things they can send on. For example, you could send them an email and say to them, look, we create an email for you to send to your friends. We know you're a really happy customer. You're really good with us. You love the stuff we do. And we thought maybe you want to know your friends to know the same thing than you do, so get the same experience than you have. So we created something for you. You can send to them. If you like that, just use it. You're very welcome to do so. You get my point? Is there anything you can do to utilize existing things you have already in place right now to create better value? And that should be for free. Question number 6. How scalable is your business? Well, this is something I think quite important. You know, business never stays the same. It's constantly changing. The market is changing all the time. Very often we don't realize, especially if we have a good running business, we tend to forget completely what's going on in the market. We think, oh, we get our sales coming in and you're really busy of just dealing with all the stuff that comes in without watching what's really going on. And by the time you realize what happened and what change came in, it's too late. You know, your sales has gone or a competitor moved in and you didn't even see that thing coming. That could be a problem, right? So you need to play with different scenarios, with what happens if scenarios. And I do this by using a business model canvas and go on my board. And, you know, on the canvas, I have laid out all my partners, all the kind of products, the value I create for my customers and so on. And if I remove one of those, any of those things on my board, if I just remove it, what would happen? What would be the impact on it? And what would I need to do to replace it, to get back to it? Or would I need to maybe shape it differently so it works in a completely different angle, in a different way? These are questions, interesting questions you need to ask yourself. As an entrepreneur, this is vital to be ahead of things. So when you realize something is going on, that you can adjust very, very quickly to the new situation. And that keeps you ahead of everyone else out there. That really makes a big, big difference. So are you scalable? Is your business scalable to move? Scalable is not just scalable up. It's also scalable in order to just stand where you are in an ever-changing market. Of course, the idea is to scale up. And scaling up, the process is exactly the same thing. You just say, okay, what happens if I suddenly get 5,000 customers? I had 20 now. What about if I had 5,000 customers? Could I still do the same thing I do now? For example, me as a coach, I work with people a lot one-on-one. If I would suddenly have 100 requests from people coming in and all want to get my coaching at the same time, I wouldn't be able to manage it. Not the way I work right now. I have to think of, okay, what can I do different to manage this? Because in this moment, my business is not scalable. So I have to come up with different ideas how I can make this work. Now, you need to ask yourself the same question. Question number 7. How easy is it for competitors to copy your model or break into it? Think about it. If you do a business, if your business is really simple, I mean, not simple in terms of that it's simple for your customers. I mean, in terms of simple to create. For example, if you say, I'll create a website, I put a shop on there, I put something on there, and I'm lucky, I'm going. And let's say you get lucky and you do. Well, everybody can create a website. Everybody can do pretty much the same thing you do. There isn't much asset. There isn't much knowledge. There isn't much that makes you stand out in a way that it's not, that it can't be copied very quickly. If something like this happens, you will find that people will copy you as quick. I mean, you can't even imagine how quick that goes. So you need to think right from day one. You need to think, okay, hold on a second. If I create a business, I have to make sure that my business comes to a certain standard, which makes it really difficult to copy. I mean, everything can be copied. Don't get me wrong. There is no way you can completely prevent this from happening. But you can make it as difficult as possible. And as more difficult it is, as harder it will be for others, and as less likely as they will actually do that. And of course, At the end, if you create a really amazing service and someone wants to copy you, they will have to create a similar or the same or a better amazing service than you. Now, that could be a great thing because you will not have hundreds of doing that because that never really happens. When you get a couple, that could push you to create an even better service. That is really a good thing, and it's a good thing for your customer. And if your business is based on your customer and not on just you making money, then that's a great thing for your customer. It's fantastic. You can even work together and say, let's make this even worse, make this more. Let's bring this higher. Let's bring this to a level where, you know, your customer is just flying. That would be cool, right? Think about it. There's no competition in a sense. So let me recap these questions again. What do you offer that makes your customer come back over and over? What is it you offer? Take out a piece of paper, write it down. What is it that makes you stand out? So that your customer says, I need to go back there. This is just brilliant. What is it? Question number two. How difficult is it for the customer to leave you and continue with someone else? Switching costs. Now, again, make sure it's not a negative. It's not jail you want to put your customer in. You want to put your customer onto a cloud. And you want to make sure the customer says, I love this cloud. I want to be on this cloud. It's enjoyable to be on this cloud. Why do I want to go anywhere else? That is the place you want the customer to be. So how difficult is it? Because if there are other clouds, but they're not as good as your cloud, why would they switch? Why would they go somewhere else? Right? Think about it. Question number three, do you earn before you spend? Can you produce on demand instead of in advance? Think, is there any way that you can bring the costs of your business down by not having too many overheads before you actually make a sale? That's a very important part of your business model. You need to make sure that you understand that part. You shouldn't spend money you haven't got. By the way, this also goes for financing. So if you find someone to help you to finance your business, at one point they want their money back. You can't lose, and you know, as long as the time gap is between you having to spend money until you making money coming back from the spending, as more interest you lost. But the person who gives you money wants interest on top. They want a profit on the money they give you. So in the end, you have to double that or triple that or whatever the margin is, depending on the time frame. It's not a good idea. Think about it. Question number four. Can we use existing infrastructure to reduce costs? So think, is there a way that either one of the channels you already use can also be utilized for other areas of your business? Or is it possible that you can find channels from other people you can utilize for your business? There are many ways. Just you need to do some research and figure out what is out there and how do other people do that. Question number five. Are there others who can create value for you for free? Are there people who can help you and want to help you because you're such an amazing business, because you offer such an amazing value to them? Now, if you are on that level, then give them the tools they need to promote you. Give them the tools they need to make this happen. Give them something cool they want to pass on to their friends. Say, by the way, that's the place I buy my stuff. It's so cool. You need to have a look at that. Think about it. Is this what you do? You provide this kind of service and thing for your existing customers to promote you for free? How scalable is your business model before you reach a roadblock? Question number six. It changes constantly. Business and markets do constantly change. Don't ever think because you got one thing now and it's working at the moment that this will not change. I promise you, it will change. Are you ready for that change? Get on the board. Get the business model out. Have a look at the model and say, if I take one of those elements out that right now make the core of my business, what would happen? What happens if one of your producers or the providers of your services or products suddenly disappears? What do you do? How do you deal with this situation? Are there others on the market you can take it on? Can you do anything else that makes things happen? What happens if one of the channels suddenly dies down? What happens if Facebook closes down tomorrow? I mean, Very unlikely, but imagine it. Just go through the motion and think, what would happen? What would I use as my marketing channel to make this happen? What would be my process? And then think, maybe that's a good thing to do right now because everybody else is on Facebook. Maybe you just can use a different channel. Maybe not, but that's something you need to play with and figure out, right? Question number 7. How easy is it for competitors to copy your model or break into it? I mean, if you have a very easy model, it's going to be easy to be copied. So come on, if you want to make sure that your business model, that your business is of such extent so good that it's just, you know, that it's really, really difficult for other people to do that. And if you find someone who does, he should be your partner because they think the same way than you. They're willing to put the effort in and the work in to make something really extraordinary for your customers. Hey, you need to talk to these people. This is great. Everyone else has just gone out there for the quick buck. You don't want in your business, you don't even want to talk to them. So make sure that they don't talk to you, that they don't even come to your level. So how easy is it for your competitors to copy your business model? So these are the vital questions. Ask yourself these questions on a regular basis. I've got them on my board and every month I go through these questions. What is it that makes me stand out? What is it that makes my business the business to be? And am I still on track? Has the market changed? What is going on right now? I'm doing my research. I'm going through the thing and I'm playing with the game. What happens if? If I find some rumor that's going on, I play with it. I say, if that rumor is true, what happens if? And then I play with it and I find solutions, find ways how I will be able to deal with it if it ever happens. It keeps you on track and it also keeps you, you know, your mind going about your business. How can you improve? How can you make things better? It's a great, great way to do it. So I hope this helps you. So if you want to know more about this, you want to go deeper into this, contact me. I'm really happy to go into each of those questions much, much deeper. We can do a video about this and I can show you how I work with my board about that and how I play with my business model to take it out. Just let me know if that's of interest for you and I will do whatever I can to make it happen for you. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that and I see you on the next podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to know more about entrepreneurship, come to our website as www.entrepreneur-academy.eu. And don't forget to sign up to our Sweet Spot Discovery Tool.